Today, I welcome you to Times of Refreshing. Our topic is a very exciting one and is captioned, When Mr. or Mrs. Right Turns Wrong. I have come to discover that no area of human existence is as volatile and capable of heartache as romantic relationships. Today, society and even the church pews are filled with people with broken hearts. And you know, broken hearts are worse than broken hands. Many have been victims of relationships that have gone sour, and making wrong marital choices have been the number one cause of these heartaches. This does not necessarily mean that the person chosen is bad, but might not be the right one. Clearly, making the right choice is essential to having a happy and fulfilled marriage. And I can tell you this. The term Mr. or Mrs. Right is one commonly used, especially by singles, to mean a potential spouse that matches all or most items on their checklist, an ideal spouse. But in most cases, many of the items on such lists are centered on physical appearance and materialism rather than qualities that make for a good marriage. When they find someone who fits into most of the items on their list, they become instantly attracted to him or her and might end up being in courtship with that person, regardless of whether or not that person fits into their vision, one, life purpose, or possesses the right character. Sooner or later, they wake up to the reality that such a person does not match their personality and end up unhappy or unfulfilled in their relationship. Then, the ones Mr. or Mrs. Right has eventually turned wrong. I pray that as for you, you shall not fall into such a trap in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 34:16 states very clearly, none shall want her mate. And in Genesis 5:2, the Bible says, male and female, God created them. So there is an ideal spouse for you. But what is Mr. or Mrs. Right, you may ask? The dictionary defines the word right as something that is straight and correct based on facts, morally good, justifiable, or acceptable. Mr. or Mrs. Right is the best future life partner for someone, that person you envision spending your future with, the ideal person that suits your vision, one, personality, two, and life purpose. And this is very crucial. The great man of God, Billy Graham, wrote of how he felt sure that Ruth was his Mrs. Right. And so they were determined to make their marriage successful. No wonder they had a blissful marriage of 63 years. To every listener, whether you are single or married, I pray for you today that your own marriage shall be better in Jesus' name. So, please understand, not every nice, presentable, or even Christian single man or woman is an ideal spouse for you. If a person has certain qualities you desire or skills you admire, does not make him or her an ideal future partner for you as a person. You're attending the same church, for example, friendship, or even family closeness doesn't make someone a Mr. or Mrs. Right for you. Don't base a permanent decision on temporal feeling. The choice of a future spouse should be based on two factors, very important. Number one, biblical facts. Number two, acceptable character. This is very crucial. Being in a wrong relationship can be drenching. Beware. Think very deeply of this example. It's like wearing two right foot shoes on both feet or an undersized shoe. Have you ever tried that before? If you haven't, try it today. Take two shoes, the right foot, and try to put both of your feet inside it. No matter how beautiful the shoe is, there will definitely be discomfort. You will not end your life in discomfort in Jesus' name. Singles, marriage is a lifetime journey, and your right choice will definitely make it worthwhile. Whether you are already in a relationship or not, there are certain signals you should look out for so you know if he or she is your Mr. or Mrs. Right or not. How to know when Mr. or Mrs. Right turns wrong? Let me share a few tips with you on this today. Number one, no spiritual connection. 1 Corinthians 6:17 tells us, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." The primary essence of a marital relationship is to build strong spiritual connection. But unfortunately, some singles are just concerned about finding companions or playmates. Please understand that there is no other relationship in life that compares in value, equal, or can ever replace your relationship with God. This is important. Your relationship with God is the sure foundation for all other relationships, including marriage. Hear me, and hear me very well. As a Christian, it is very vital that you choose only a Christian, someone with the same spiritual belief as you. To have a healthy marital relationship, he or she must have a genuine relationship with God, not a fake one. Some very fervent Christians even make the mistake of thinking that when they get married, he or she will change. But when this change is not forthcoming, they begin to blame it on God. Whereas, God is never to blame. You don't have the capacity to change anyone, I often tell people. So, don't let your choice of a married partner dim your spiritual light or separate you from God. So, before you enter or proceed in that relationship, if you're already in one, ask yourself, is your spiritual life under attack or is it being enhanced by this relationship? Be true to yourself. Lay a foundation of spiritual intimacy which can be attained when there is spiritual connectivity. How well do two of you agree on spiritual principles? Ask yourself. Bottom line is, the right relationship won't distract you from God. Rather, it will bring you closer to Him. If God holds both of you together, nothing can tear you apart. The truth is, your Mr. or Mrs. Right will be committed in his or her walk with God, which will make a difference in your relationship. Make time to pray and study the Word of God together as often as possible. Share what you have learned from the Lord in your personal devotions, reading of Christian books, or Sunday sermons. Before marriage, both of you should serve God in your local church. Join service units such as choir, ushering, sanctuary keepers, and the list goes on in preparation to serving God as a married couple. As you do so, sincerely watch your spiritual connection. If it's on, then that might be a great light. But if it's off, don't deceive yourself. Make a U-turn and do it right on time. Number two is lack of peace. Psalms 23 verse 2 tells us, "He leads me beside the still waters." A relationship that is right and led by God will always result in peace of mind. Peace is an acid test to a true and right relationship. And peace in a relationship is important. It is equally important to set peace of mind as your highest goal in all spheres of life. When your peace is tampered with, then it is a signal that something is not right in your relationship. Some individuals even become fearful, afraid of the future, They are anxious at the thought of that person or even merely thinking of marriage. You have to watch it, because the right choice will always be accompanied with rest. So, how peaceful are you when you think of getting married to your current so-called Mr. or Mrs. Right? The question is for you to answer. Do you keep having the feeling that something is not right, even though you can't really place your hands around it? Or you sometimes doubt your decision to be with that person, which makes you uncomfortable? Remember, Proverbs 10:22 tells us, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow." Your relationship should not be a constant catalyst for stress. Don't make excuses for someone's wrong character because you feel insecure with yourself or are pressured based on your age or past experiences. No one or amount of money is worth living in constant fear of being abused. You need to hear this. Some singles even cope with toxic relationships that involve physical, emotional, and other forms of abuse, thinking that he or she will change when they get married. Note, most character people exhibit, I have come to discover, in courtship might subsist in marriage, and in some cases, get worse. So, think deeply on the direction you are heading. If peace cannot be found and there is constant discord, then Mr. or Mrs. Right has turned wrong. Before I got married, this is one very crucial factor that helped me a great deal to know I was on the right track. I had peace of mind. I was never afraid of the future. And today, God is making it happen and giving us an outstanding testimony in my own marriage. I tell you, dear listener, your own testimony shall be stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, number 3, pressured for sex. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled." As a Christian, you must understand that premarital sex is a sin and devalues the sanctity of marriage. You have no business being in a relationship that pressures you to defy the marriage bed. 2 Corinthians 6:14 tells us, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Don't be fooled by the subtle deception, by the media or movies describing illicit sexual activities as desirable or gratifying. Premarital sex comes with guilt, among other things. It comes with emptiness and emotional turmoil. You don't want to get into such. And I pray for you today, you will not get into it in Jesus' name. Even in this perverse world, you can still keep yourself pure. Don't go about thinking that everyone is in sexual sin. There are still many singles today upholding the sanctity of marriage, and you too should join the number. Premarital sex shouldn't be a controversy in your relationship if you desire to enjoy a Christian marriage and honor God. Someone who pressures you for sex today, have you ever thought about countless others that he or she might be pressuring as well at the same time, or has ever pressured in time past? What if the relationship does not end up in marriage? Don't enter into a relationship based only on emotions. Your emotions can be fleeting. They come and go. They can be erratic. The God's word stays the same. If the relationship directly violates the word of God, then it's a clear sign that it is not right for you, and you need to take a decision. If you are in a relationship with someone who pressures you to disobey God now, chances are this will continue in marriage if that relationship makes it to this stage. Therefore, if you are in that condition, don't allow yourself to be pressured into sexual immorality. And in case you have found yourself in it already, I pray for forgiveness for you today. But you need to make things right with God. Ask Him for forgiveness and make sure you make a U-turn and don't go back to your vomit. In conclusion, so how do I know when I have found my Mr. or Mrs. Right? You may ask. My answer, you know you have found the right one when you stop looking for more. In case you're already in a wrong relationship, as long as you are not yet married, remember that falling down is an accident, but staying down is a choice. Therefore, I pray for you today, receive grace to make a U-turn before it is too late. It is better not to be in a romantic relationship than to be in a wrong one. A good marriage is worth the wait, I can tell you. Therefore, right now, I pray for you that the God of heaven will guide your steps and receive grace to take the right steps. God, who has given me an enviable marriage, He will surprise you as you obey His word. As I close, are you born again? Bow your heads right now and pray this salvation prayer with me. Say after me from your heart, "Oh God, I come to you today. I'm a sinner. Jesus, save me. Wash me. From today, I am your child. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen." I congratulate you. If you pray that prayer from your heart, you are now born again. So log on to the website address at the bottom of your screen and fill the salvation form. Send your testimonies through the same medium and connect to the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. And always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time.